Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Sedgwick County EMS director resigns. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A crash in Newton over the weekend kills two and injures five others, and the victims were all from Wichita. That story is ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holiday. So far for the month of July in Wichita, we've had less than a half inch of rain, but we may add to that a bit today. Our complete forecast here in just a few minutes.
National Institutes of Health Director Dr. Anthony Fauci is sharing his thoughts on the coronavirus vaccine and Americans who are reluctant to take the shot. Fox's Lauren Blanchard reports.
Dr. Fauci says the U.S. is heading in the wrong direction with COVID positive cases, with less than half of the population fully vaccinated.
It's kind of like we have two kinds of America. We have the very vulnerable unvaccinated part, and we have the really relatively protected vaccinated part.
And according to the director of the CDC, more than 80% of the current cases are the highly infectious Delta variant. Dr. Fauci said to help protect those who refuse to get the shot, it may mean even the vaccinated should wear a mask, and that new mask mandates are under active consideration. Currently, the CDC does not recommend them for the fully vaccinated.
Johns Hopkins University reports there are currently over 34 million cases of COVID-19 in the U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has added another Republican to the House Select Committee investigation to the Capitol riot on January 6th.
As many had speculated, the Speaker reached out to Illinois Republican Representative Adam Kinzinger to join fellow Republican Liz Cheney on the House Select Committee. In accepting, Kinzinger said in a statement that he pledged to be part of a serious, clear-eyed, nonpartisan approach to get to the truth of why the riot happened. Speaker Pelosi, in her own statement, said Kinzinger, a military veteran, brings great patriotism to the committee. Kinzinger will be seated for the first hearing of the committee tomorrow. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
The Kansas Highway Patrol says two people from Wichita were killed in a Saturday morning crash in Newton.
It happened on Interstate 135, just north of the U.S. 50 junction near mile marker 31. Police say a 16-passenger van was traveling south on I-135 when, for an unknown reason, it left the highway, went down an embankment, and hit the bridge pillar below. The KHP says 35-year-old Stephanie Manisang and 43-year-old Rudy Perez Marcial were both pronounced dead at the scene. 46-year-old Cesar De Laura, 49-year-old Rosa Sanchez, 53-year-old David Salinas Hernandez, and 58-year-old Gassiera Laurent all suffered serious injuries. 19-year-old Manzier Kenny Mibwa suffered minor injuries. According to an employee at the Ferguson Productions Incorporated facility in McPherson, the victims were returning to Wichita after work. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
During a special session Friday, Sedgwick County Commissioners voted to accept the resignation of EMS Director Dr. John Gallagher.
Dr. Gallagher had been placed on administrative leave earlier in the week following reports of lack of leadership, staff shortages, and long response times. After two executive sessions and an hour and a half delay, commissioners voted to accept his resignation. Commissioner Jim Howell says changes will take some time.
There has to be some things done, I think, to address some of the short-term concerns like the protocols, for example.
Commissioner Lacey Cruz says the process will be a challenge.
Because of all of the things that have happened over the past, couple of months. So what we're going to do is focus on finding the right person with the help of all the street level folks, all the management.
Dr. Gallagher will receive a separation package of $85,000 or about 4.5 months worth of pay. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Maintenance work affected 911 emergency call service in two Kansas counties over the weekend. Sedgwick County officials say callers to 911 in the Wichita area heard a recording instead of reaching a live dispatcher overnight Saturday, but it wasn't immediately clear how many calls were affected. Officials say Shawnee County's 911 call center in Topeka was also affected. Sedgwick County says the outage was caused by work AT&T was doing on its phone system that wasn't supposed to cause problems for the emergency call centers. Sedgwick County officials say they discovered the problem after they received a call about the issue on an administrative phone line. California's Dixie Fire has burned over 190,000 acres and counting. Fox's Christina Coleman reports.
We're on pace to have another record-breaking wildfire season here in California as these massive fires continue to burn out of control, forcing thousands of people to evacuate. It's a dangerous situation and tough on many families. Right now, the Turmec Fire is straddling the California-Nevada border. It started on July 4th after lightning struck Rocky Ridge Top, sparking flames in a tree. It spread from there. That fire is only 13% contained, and it's forced more than 2,400 people from their homes.
The Bootleg Fire in Oregon is the largest U.S. fire this year. The Dixie Fire is the largest fire burning in California. It's 21% contained. 88 wildfires are burning currently across 13 states. KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And in sports, we've got Royals and wind surge results from the weekend coming up. That plus more in sports.
Is it COVID-19 or just a summer cold? That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:10. 10 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday morning. Kansas State Senator Karen Tyson tells KNSS News why she is running for state treasurer.
In the fall, a couple people started floating my name on the internet, and it started to get traction. So my husband told me, you better take a good look at this, Karen. And so I went out and read the statutes, and it's an excellent fit. I'm extremely worried about fiscal and where our state's headed. We need a watchdog in that position, somebody that's going to work diligently at it.
Representative Tyson was a guest on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. A civil rights activist has died.
Robert Moses was shot at and endured beatings, but never wavered from his quest of trying to help minorities. Moses' wife confirmed his death to the director for the Algebra Project. That's a curriculum Moses helped to create to help struggling students succeed in math. He called it his second chapter in the civil rights movement. In the movement itself, Moses worked to dismantle segregation in the Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee. He was part of hundreds of students during the 1964 Freedom Summer that helped register black voters in the South. He was 86. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
Is it COVID-19 or just a summer cold? A new report from the CDC says it is seeing a resurgence of some other out-of-season viruses.
The CDC says that levels of the flu and other non-COVID respiratory viruses were at historic lows last year, but their new report says now we're seeing other viruses cropping up in seasons where they aren't usually seen. One example is RSV, a respiratory virus that causes colds in adults but can be dangerous for babies. It was muted last year and early this year, but cases of RSV started to increase in April, which is unusual. It normally peaks in January. Health measures like masks that were used to slow COVID spread probably helped suppress viruses last year, and they made a comeback when restrictions were lifted. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Seen some traffic slowdown in some road construction that's been going on for a while. So people do know about this, but you can't expect it to slow down when volumes are high like they are right now. That is on K96 right around Meridian, just the road construction that's going on there, slowing things down a bit right now. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine here on a Monday morning, sir.
Yeah, kind of wiping the sleep out of our eyes still, you know, with it being a Monday morning. Back to the grind for everybody out there.
Back to the grind. And you got it. Yeah.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be too bad of a start to the weekend. And Steve, I only say that because we are going to have possibility of a lingering leftover shower storm this morning, but especially during the afternoon, there could be a few pop-ups in the heat of the afternoon. And I know a lot of people just happy to get some rainfall, especially yesterday, even though we did have to deal with a few severe thunderstorms in different parts of the area. But the clouds that we'll have today, as well as the potential for maybe an isolated shower storm, keeping us, I got to put air quotes on it, cooler for the day ahead with a high of only 92, and that's actually pretty close to average for this time of year. So as we get the last full week of July going, things not all that bad temperature-wise with that high of 92, because things are going to just heat back up from here. Coolest day of the week today. Get ready. Buckle up for another steamy stretch ahead. Mostly sunny skies by the time we get into tomorrow. 97 degrees for a high Tuesday. So we're going to jump 5 degrees from today. And by the time we get into midweek, 99. We're going to be flirting with that century mark. Still looking at plenty of sunshine, but it's going to be some hot sunshine. And we'll also have some humidity to work with as well. So with a high of 99 on Thursday too, we'll likely have some heat indices in the triple digits. This is what it's going to feel like mid to late week. By Friday, as we get ready to wrap up the work week, 97 still looks like lots of sunshine. A few more clouds building back into the area by the time we really get into the bulk of our weekend, Saturday and Sunday. And even though we're keeping things dry for now with a high of between 97, 98 degrees, there could be a chance of a shower storm. Front moves in, may kind of agitate our atmosphere a little bit. Chances looking very, very slim, though. So far, we're not going to throw a chance in there. We're going to keep the weekend dry, but that may change. Either way, things staying toasty all the way into the start of next week. Next Monday, high of 98. So be ready for the heat and humidity that we've got ahead. Right now, we're at 72 degrees with an east wind at 6 miles an hour. Warm start to the day. Visibility is at 10 miles under partly cloudy skies. Depending on where your morning drive takes you, though, just keep in mind there is a little bit of patchy, dense fog outside of Sedgwick County.
Sounds a lot like summertime to me.
Oh, yeah, Steve, those dog days of summer. You know, we were able to get a little bit of a break yesterday once the shower storms kind of erupted, giving us some rain, cooled air. But either way, yeah, we're going to be heading right back up close to that century mark.
Well, it rained fairly heavily in Riverside at our house for a good 20 minutes or so. And other places got next to nothing. So it's very spotty, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty isolated. Real quick, Steve, you know, some of those downpours giving people more than an inch of rain. Only 0.02 at the airport,
yeah.
Eisenhower Airport.
No, almost
crazy.
Nothing out there. All right, thank you, Ronell. That's the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronell Williams. 7:15 now, Steve and Ted. Scattered showers across central Kansas Sunday, and Wichita's high temperature was 95 degrees, normal high 93, and as we just said, 0.02 of an inch measured at Eisenhower Airport.
Yeah, so some places, not so much.
Not so much. Today is Monday, July 26th, 2021. July almost gone. On this date in 1943, the mercury soared to 121 degrees.
Yikes.
At Tishomingo, Oklahoma, to set the all-time record high temperature for Oklahoma. On this date in 1943. Kansas University basketball coach Bill Self says he is in isolation after testing positive for COVID-19.
Oh, man. Bill Self.
Oh, wait a minute. Self, who is fully vaccinated, said in a statement Friday on the school's Twitter account that he was feeling pretty good right now. He will isolate at his home in Lawrence. Self was tested after feeling minor symptoms Thursday as he was preparing to travel to watch the recruits at various tournaments. He said two tests confirmed that he has a virus. Self said he believes he would be feeling much worse if he had not been vaccinated and encouraged people to get the vaccine. I've been seeing some reports informally from people who know about these things that, yes, there are. It's a possibility. If you've had the shots, you may get the virus, but
yeah,
you will get it at a lot less intensity. In fact, next to nothing. Supposedly, if you've got the vaccination. So there you go. Bill Self, the basketball coach at Kansas University, a prolific serial torture slayer dubbed the Dating Game Killer.
Oh yeah. Alcala was his name. Something
has died while awaiting execution in California.
Wow.
Rodney James Alcala was 77.
Wow.
California prison officials said he died of natural causes at a hospital. Alcala was sentenced to death in 2010 for 5 slayings in California between 1977 and 1979, though authorities estimate he may have killed up to 130 people.
Oh, wow.
Across the country. Prosecutors say Alcala stalked women like prey and took earrings as trophies from some of his victims. And I understand this is the guy, they called him the Dating Game Killer because he apparently was a contestant on the Dating Game back in the 70s.
That's right.
Yeah. So I saw some pictures of him. He was a pretty good-looking guy back then, but before he died, he became very not good-looking. So
well, the way that worked out on the Dating Game is he actually won what do they call him, the Bachelorette or whatever, whoever, the contestant picked him, and then when it came time to actually go on the date, she said, no, I was getting kind of a creepy vibe.
Yeah, this guy is creepy.
Ooh, yeah. That was right. A good call.
The Dating Game Killer. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and let's take a look at sports this morning. Dad Chambers on the sports desk for Ted Woodward this morning. Dad?
I will go ahead and start with the Kansas City Royals. They brought up pitcher Daniel Lynch to pitch, and wow, he did a fantastic job. 8 scoreless innings. And, Kansas City, well, the bats were getting things going fairly early, too.
You heard that over on KFH.
1-0 pitch. There's a drive deep left field. Back goes Padu to the wall and gone, Perez. Well, if you want to talk about a great start, Daniel Lynch comes up from Omaha. Pitches a 1-2-3 top of the first, using just seven pitches. Royals come to bat bottom of the first. Merrifield doubles. Santana singles. And Perez homers.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. So a fantastic start there for the Kansas City Royals. In fact, the very next person up to bat was Soler, and he hit a solo home run. So, yeah, it was 4-0 right there in the fourth. Soler actually got two home runs on the day. The Royals won that game 6-1. Lynch allowing just five hits, earning his first major league win. Again, eight scoreless there for Daniel Lynch. The Royals are right back at it tonight, the first of a four-game series with the Chicago White Sox. You can hear that over on 97.5 at 1240 KFH. Royals baseball, a pregame start at 7 o'clock. The Wind Surge were unable to hold on to a lead yesterday, and the Arkansas Travelers walked off Game 6 with a three-run home run for a 7-5 win. Still, it was a good week for the Wind Surge. They won that series 4-2. And they still hold a three-game lead in the division over second-place Tulsa. Their road trip to Arkansas continues, starting tomorrow with a six-game series against Northwest Arkansas Naturals. The Kansas City Chiefs training camp starts this week. Wednesday is the first full training camp practice. And so yesterday, Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes was telling the media that he says this team is actually already starting to come together a bit.
Yeah, I think it started in OTAs and minicamp, bringing those new guys in. It's really cool because you get that energy boost, I think it is, of those guys are ready to go. They hadn't played in that, or some of the old Tooney has, but a lot of those guys hadn't played in the Super Bowl or anything like that, so they want to make it there. And then having the culture that you've built with the guys and the core guys around us, you get to go in there and they see how we work every single day, and they have the energy that they're going to come do it as well. And I think things like this training camp at St. Joe's and all being together pretty much every single day, you keep building those relationships that have already been built a little bit. And I think it'll bring us together throughout this month of going out there and practicing every single day, but also eating every single meal together and building those relationships.
Yeah. So Kansas City Chiefs training camp starts Wednesday, and Kansas City Chiefs football all season long right here on KNSS. You'll want to make sure to stay tuned for our daily training camp updates with Voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtus, and that's right here on Steve and Ted in the Morning. And other news in the area as far as sports is concerned, Texas and Oklahoma inching towards moving to the Southeastern Conference. That was a big topic late last week when those reports started to come down that they might be going to the SEC. And that shift will have repercussions across college sports. So last night, they had an executive committee of the Big 12, including Commissioner Bob Bolsey. They had a video conference with the presidents of Oklahoma and Texas just to kind of see what was going on there. The Big 12 is actually hoping to get the schools to reverse course on that decision. The first significant formal step of the process could come as soon as today. The schools decision, they'd be informing the Big 12 that they will not renew their contractual agreement that binds conference members until 2025. So we'll see if that news comes out sometime later today. That's sports with Steve and Ted in the Morning.
7:22 now. Keep it here for House Call for Health. Staggering new statistics about world hunger. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the Morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.